Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
not intended to take the place of Orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. Healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now. Show. This is episode 269, and this is John Christie speaking to you from Merseyside, calling via the switchboard in New York. And we do have a wonderful guest returning to us again today, Janine Reagan Sinclair, and she's going to contact your animal spirits, and they can be pets that have passed over or pets that are still here that you need to know anything about. If they're trying to contact you and let you know something, she can tell you what they want to tell you. So, well, Janine is a spiritual teacher and founder of the Crystal Key Foundation, and she's a very talented lady. She does MP3s and all sorts of things. She's an authoress, and she wrote a book called Crystal Key Specialist, and she's going to be coming on shortly now, but before we actually bring her on, we're going to go over to New York to say hi to Gary. No, not in New York. He's in Oregon. So I better get my geography right, aren't I, Gary? Are you there, Gary?
Hello, John Christie. Hello, everyone. Actually, I'm in Nashville, but hi.
Oh, yes. You've moved again. Hi.
Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain, number 269. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. What have we been doing this? 4 years now? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But, I've loved every minute. It's been brilliant.
So have I. So have I. It's been absolutely wonderful. And we've got an exciting show lined up for everyone as we welcome the return of our dear friend Janine Reagan Sinclair. And I'm looking forward to having her back on with us. And
Me
yes.
Too.
So here we are.
And we have some wonderful people in the chat room. We have Mary Gates, who's a medium who often comes on the show.
Yeah.
But before we actually do anything else, we're going to have a great big group hug, because it's a worldwide co-creation, and everyone in the chat room and everyone listening to the show all around the world, including Jampi from Brazil. He's here today in the chat room. So we're going to have a great big group hug and a cosmic kiss.
That still sounds painful.
It wasn't, honestly.
Okay.
Anyway, it's lovely to do that. I can't resist doing that. Okay, so a big group hug, and we're going to pass the light from heart to heart in our trans world co-creation, because we'll be crossing time zones and dimensions, oceans, and everything to be together today. Okay, then. Well, before we actually bring Janine on, she did actually request a song, and this song reminds me of coming up to Christmas, because it was recorded at Christmas, I believe, a little while ago, 2, 3, 5, maybe more years ago. I don't know. I can't keep track of the years now. I think it's only been a couple, and when I add it up, it's like 10, you know. So I'll press this, and you can tell me how old it is.
Yeah, somebody wants to help with it.
Sorry.
There comes a time.
Oh, it's not Michael Jackson.
When we heed a certain call.
Sorry, Steve.
When the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. All a part of God's saving family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Better day, just you and me.
anybody who was anybody was recording on that song. I think they recorded it to raise money for people in Africa, for anybody starving. And I think there was George Michael, Tina Turner, Cyndi Lauper, Stevie Wonder, anybody, but I don't think Michael Jackson was on that one. So sorry, Janine, she requested Michael Jackson. never mind. Sorry. Are you there, Janine?
Yes, I am. I am. it is a song I want. Doesn't matter that Michael wasn't on it. To be honest, Michael Jackson's the only one I could think of that sang it, and I've forgotten about that version.
Oh, right. Well, he might have been on it, but I just don't remember seeing him. But he maybe was. Anyway, it's great to have you back on the show. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Thanks. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello. I am perfect, and so are you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me again, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Okay, so do you want to tell us a bit about your work before you actually talk about contacting animal spirits, Janine?
Yeah, well, for those that don't know anything about me, I'm a crystal key specialist, a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. I've also got my own radio show, as you know, called Cosmic Truth on Blog Talk Radio. And I work with diamond energy. So I bring diamond discs and nets through the body to cleanse the energy field, and I regress people and do all sorts of lovely healing work, and I teach workshops, and I also teach people how to heal themselves, but I teach animal communication and animal healing workshops as well. So I've kind of got a lot going on, really. I think I've got a little bit of one of those likes to have a lot of things going on rather than being doing the same thing every day, because I get bored very easily. So I've got all of these, they're all linked, it's all about the same kind of stuff. But so there's a lot going on with me. I've got 4 books published to date, and set of MP3 programs and things like that. So it's I keep myself very, very busy in that respect. And today I am hoping people are going to call in so that I can share some insight into what's going on with their animals, if they've got a pet that they're concerned about or is a bit distressed about something. I could pick up what animal spirits look like, even, you know, they're alive. So if, for instance, my hamster, Tilly, her spirit looks like Dame Judi Dench when I look at her, when she's got a little crown, a little antlers crown on her, and she's very princess-like. And my friend's cat used to look like somebody out of the Galactic Federation. And so I look at animals and I see their spirit body, because they're not just animals, they are spirits, exactly the same as we are on a journey. And many of them have had past lives as humans, and many of us have had past lives as animals. So a lot of times they come back and they are actually our best friends and our soulmates, even possibly our siblings or parents or something like that from previous lifetimes. So fascinating stuff. So it's not just talking to animals that have passed over into spirit. I can actually pick up on the vibrations. We have this conversation about, I don't call myself a psychic or a medium, because people associate psychics with mind reading and people associate mediums with always talking to dead people or animals. And I don't. I basically, before I do any show, I just ask my soul to connect with the soul of the person that the people I'm going to be speaking to, and to give me the vibrations that I need. And I transcribe those vibrations. So I just pick up on it and turn it into English language so that people can get the message. So it could be anything at all, Jan. I never know what I'm going to get until I get it, obviously.
Well, I'll just give people the call-in number, just in case they haven't got it. If you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. And if you're calling from inside the United States, it's 646-929-0461. So give Janine a call, and if you want to contact the spirit of a loved pet that's passed on, she can do that as well. So anybody in the chat room, if you want to call in, I think we do actually have a caller online now, but I'd like you to just tell everybody your website, please, if
you will.
Okay. I've got three websites because I forgot to mention I'm also the founder of the Crystal Key Foundation, which is a charity that I started 4 years ago now. And so my website's crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com. And if you go there, the links to the Crystal Key Foundation website and my J. Regan Sinclair Harley Street website. So I'm based in London, my consulting rooms, but I treat people and teach people all over the world now by Skype. So people don't need to come to London to see me. Some do, you know, people travel over from Africa and from Sweden to see me in London. But generally, I do treat people by Skype these days, which is great because there's distance is no object.
No, that's right. It's a small world.
Yeah. Exactly, and it only takes me about 30 seconds to get to work instead of 2 hours, so that helps.
Brilliant, yeah. And you also was treating ex-wife to rock star Noel Gallagher, weren't you, Meg? Meg Gallagher,
yeah,
Meg Matthews.
Meg Matthews, yeah. She was one of my clients 5 years ago. In fact, I was at her place on Friday night in London. She had problems with addiction and entity possession, which she helped me make a documentary and is on YouTube. We filmed that in 2012. And there's a doctor on there explaining the medical or scientific terms for addiction and possession and entity possession and mental health issues, which, you know, we believe a lot of these things are linked to spiritual and energetic problems. Really, really common stuff. And people don't know what possession is, really. Possession is entities and low-frequency energies coming into the body that can affect your health, that can affect your rational thought. And these things can be picked up really easily. So people can go to my YouTube channel and they can find the 21-Day Mind Detox documentary it is. It's only 15 minutes long, but Meg's in there and a couple of doctors talking about the science of these things. And I just wanted to make people more aware, really, of what entities are and what possession is. And people expect it to be like in The Exorcist, the movie, and, you know, vomiting green
and your head going
round
all the way round.
admittedly, I have had one or two that have been, you know, a bit frothing at the mouth and a bit wild, I will admit. But they are, that's in, you know, in 12 years I've had probably two like that.
Yeah.
That were, you could have made a movie out of it, to be honest. But they are very rare. You know, they are very, very rare. So most of it is just general stuff. Possession can cause insomnia, depression, violence, addictions. You know, all of these things are linked to entities coming into the body and stopping people from, you know, rational thought and behaviour. So I just wanted to make the world aware, really. That's why I made the documentary.
Yeah. And your YouTube, what's your YouTube called, Janine?
If they go to Cosmic Truth on YouTube, I've got about 45 different videos on there now. All my radio shows, I've interviewed people like Bruce Lipton, Diana Cooper, Amit Goswami from What the Bleep Do We Know, Jonathan Goldman, another big name. And I've interviewed some amazing people. And now I work with my co-host, Patty Negri, who's a Hollywood actress. And she's famous over there for being a white witch. And she's amazing, medium, and number one medium, number one psychic, number one tarot reader, and number one witch in the world.
Oh, wow.
She was voted last week. Patty's amazing. And we bounce off one another really well, you know, like you two guys work well together. Well, Patty and I, we have a chat, we have a different thing to chat about every week for maybe 15 minutes, and then we take callers. So a bit like this, really. And we just help people with all different kinds of things. And we're both coming at it from different angles. So, you know, people get two lots of advice so that they've got two choices to make, really. So it's it's a great show. We love it. I absolutely love being on the radio. I love talking to callers as well. You know, it's great when people call in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we do
you
too,
guys,
don't we, Gary? Well, either that or we're looking for punishment.
It's great. You are, you know, you do get the odd show where you think, oh, why? If everything's gone wrong, I'm frightened.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen very often, does it?
No.
Doesn't happen.
Only every week.
So, so I've just been over to America, Gary. I was in 8 days in New York at the end of October there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was over there for 8 days, and the weather was sunny. I was really lucky. Had
Wonderful.
A great time.
Wonderful. Yeah, we've had a bout of cold weather since then, and it's been settling into winter, like it's supposed to. But I'm practically right in the middle of the country, in Nashville, so Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
But I've
My
been in New York.
My friend is in Utah. Yeah, I can't grasp the size of America until I actually look at the globe.
It's enormous.
I have to keep reminding myself.
Really big.
People say, well,
thousands of miles across.
When you're in America, you come and see me, and it's like, you know, it's probably 8 hours journey to, you know, to just pop over and see them. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everything's bigger in America, didn't you know?
Yeah, it's almost bigger than Liverpool, Merseyside, and Wolverhampton all put together, you know.
Have you been to the UK?
Sorry.
No, I've never been to the UK. I have not been there.
Okay.
Well,
but,
I've been to Belleville, Ontario.
It's about the size of Wisconsin, I think.
Yeah.
UK is.
Well, I used to live on the shores of Lake Ontario, and you could have got England in the lake easily.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's not the biggest one. Lake Superior is bigger, I believe. Anyway.
Wow.
We do actually have a caller on the switchboard. So shall we pick up the caller? I think it may be Jumpy, if he's not over there on YouTube, checking out your YouTube channel. Is that you, Jumpy, on Skype?
Yes. Yes.
Hi.
I believe it is. How are you?
All right. Are you?
Hi, Jumpy.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
And you?
Yeah. Just closing the door. My dog's over my bed now.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'd like to know a little bit more about what it said about animals. I had a long time manifested, Jane Christie knows the story, just a dog I wanted, a black Belgian Shepherd, which lasted for me for 6 years, and now I have a wonderful Border Collie.
Okay.
And did you have a
wonderful,
question,
would you like
something?
Wonderful Border Collie, is that what you said?
Yeah,
Border Collie.
Oh, yeah, I love Border Collies. One of my favorite dogs.
Yeah, they're very smart. So.
Very smart, very intelligent.
Too smart. Nowadays, we have to speak French in front of him. Otherwise, he understands it's time to eat or to do anything.
Do you have a question for Janine Jumpy about your dog?
Not one special, not anything especially. I wanted if she has some message for me. I wanted to know.
Okay. What I'm picking up around your dog is lots of sparkly energy, like crystals. Do you get sparklers? You know, we have bonfire night in the UK, and it's like a piece of wire with and you light the end of it, and it sparkles.
Do you know
what I mean?
Your dog is
surrounded in a kind of rainbow of those sparkles all around it. It's just electric energy coming from it.
Yeah.
Did you say it was a female?
No, it's a male. It's called Yuri.
It's a male.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. She's like, I don't know the word in English, but she had his penis cut off. It's mandatory here.
Yeah, well, that's all I'm seeing around him is just this amazing sparkly energy and very happy dog. Very, very happy
he
dog.
Is.
Really,
yeah,
really
he's...
smiley face and very content. He loves going out, though. He loves going out in the trees and running around in nature. You know, he's definitely... And he's a bit of... I can see him rummaging. It's like he's... He's got his nose in the ground looking under through piles of leaves like he's looking for something. Does that seem like, does that seem right to you? I imagine what are they called? Truffles, like he's searching for truffles. I think he's done this before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe. While we were talking, he was biting and like kissing my hands and using his hands too, because I think he wants to go for a walk.
Okay. I get the feeling he's in definitely. I'm being shown it now. In a previous lifetime, he's been like a pig, like a boar that searched for truffles. That was his, you know, what he did. So
yeah. He's,
you know, he's still got those memories in him when he's searching, got his nose in the leaves and sniffing out at the ground. He's looking for truffles. That's what he's doing. So that was his past life. That's interesting. He's a pig.
Yeah.
Pig in
the
past life.
And he's a lovely guy.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of pigs, pigs are amazing animals. That if you call them in, the energy of the pig will help you to express yourself. So you need to, if you need to speak to people, if you need to write something, if you want to be creative with your writing or your art, and you invoke the energy of the pig, the pig will come to you. All you need to say is, I call upon the energy of the pig 3 times, and that energy will come in, and it helps you to express yourself. The pigs are very useful.
Great.
Pig spirit is very useful.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Love pigs.
Yeah. If you go on my Facebook page, there's lots of videos of little piggies on there.
I don't know why, but I cannot listen to the show on the internet. I'm only listening by Skype.
Okay.
Would you put your Facebook page?
If you just go to Janine Regan Sinclair, you should be able to straight on.
Okay, great.
You should be able to find me on there.
Yeah. And can you tell something about my deceased dog, Bodies? He was a huge black Belgian shepherd. Wonderful.
Okay.
I'm really fast at him. I wanted to buy a dog just like him, and he appeared when I went to my house at the beach.
Mm. He's sitting on top of a mountain like a wise old wizard. He's got a black coat on. He's got a black pointy hat with silver stars on it and a magic wand in his hand. That's his spirit that I'm seeing.
I'm sure it is. You should have met this dog. It was like a monk, you know. He was absolutely peaceful. He was wonderful.
Yeah, he's like a wise old sorcerer type energy, very wise old wizard. That's what I see, a wizard. And he's still around. He's still, you know, he's still there, and he's watching over you, smiling.
Thank you.
He's smiling now. That's what I can see.
Yeah, actually, we had a farm, a very beautiful farm that belongs to my family for 200 years, and they had like a lake, a pond with a fountain on the middle. And I have a photo of him close to me, looking to the fountain, staring at the water, you know, like if he was meditating or something. I love this picture.
Yeah. He's a very wise old soul, had many, many lifetimes.
I was sure about it when he was alive.
So you and him have been together before this one as well. This wasn't your only lifetime together.
Yes, I was sure about it too. Mm. Yes.
Wow.
So thank you very much. Now I need to obey my dog and let him go pee. You know, let me tell you something wonderful that happened. Like 6 months ago or like this, I used to smoke glow cigarettes. But I smoke very few of them, like one package per week, but they are sold very far away from here. And then I decided I went to walk with him. And then for the second time in 2 years, he pooped on the street. He never does. He only poops at home. Yeah. And at the time he was doing, I had no plastic bag to catch it, but it was ashamed. And then a terrible car crash happened in the crossroad I was about to be if he hadn't pooped. He saved my life.
Oh, bless. Yeah, well, they're lovely spirits, both of the dogs. They're very nice spirits, which says a lot about you because like attracts like.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, Jumpy.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Thank you for calling. We'll be in touch. Bye bye.
Thank you for sharing dogs. Thank you for
sharing
your dogs. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
Right,
thank you for sharing your dog's bodily functions with us. Yes.
Oh, dear. Anyway, he's had the dog spayed, we call it here. He was saying earlier.
Oh. Uh-huh.
He said it's you've got to do it, or it's.
Or they make little dogs. Yeah, they make lots of dogs.
No, they have to have them done in Brazil.
Oh, it's a no.
It's obligatory. Required. Yeah, mandatory in Brazil to get them spayed. So I didn't know that. It is really.
Many animals out there. Too many. Unfortunately, there's far too many of you. You only need to look at these rescue homes and how many dogs are having to be put to sleep. It's tragic because there's not enough homes for them.
Yeah.
People need to be responsible when they've got animals, don't they? I mean, I've got a little dog, a Chihuahua, and he was neutered when he was 7 months old. And he was fine within, 8 hours after the operation. He was running around playing with his teddy bear like nothing had happened.
Mm-hmm. I know, we'd be in bed for 3 weeks laid out, wouldn't we?
Oh, I know, yeah.
A lot of it's in your mind, isn't it?
We
build pain up and we think, oh, I've had this done, oh, I've had that done, and we build it up and blow it out of proportion. And it just proves it, because animals can just accept it and just get on with it, can't they? Much easier than
mm-hmm.
we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it sure changes
their mind.
It's
not a big deal operation anyway. I watched it on YouTube. It takes 15 minutes. I watched it because I wanted to know what they were going to do with my puppy, I did kind of do a bit of research into it and the pros and cons, but in the end, had no choice because he just kept spraying everywhere. So he needed to be done, and that stopped it,
I think I'm going to have our dog done. He's a boxer. And... I think he'll have to be done shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we don't have anybody else calling at the minute. So shall we do the Healing with the Angels YouTube video?
Okay.
We can do that. What? Absolutely.
And if anybody calls in after we've done the candle ceremony, etc., we can take their call then. The call-in number is 646-929-0461. And in the meantime, we're going to do a beautiful healing with the Guardian Angels 2 from YouTube. So I've posted a link in the chat room. So if you want to do the information, Gary, I shall get over
I'll
there
do that.
And press play on it.
Absolutely.
Count it down.
I get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link that is in the chat room and pull up the player and pause the player and return the counter back to zero. And once you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know that you are ready. The heart is your ticket. So there's my ticket, and there's John Christie's ticket. And as she heads over to the
unless Janine
switchboard.
Wants to talk about anything else before I do press play. Do you, Janine?
You carry on. To be honest, I haven't seen this before, so I'd like to see this.
Okay.
All right. Okay, then.
Okay, and here come the hearts, and as John Christie goes over to the switchboard in her devilishly angelic, inimitable fashion. She will cue us all and we'll all start the video in unison, in synchronization, to get us all on the same page. So, and here come the hearts. We're ready when you are.
Okay, so I'll count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Nobody can do it like that.
Now it's time to light our candles. We always make a ceremony out of it to make it special. If you don't have a candle, you can use an imaginary one. I've lit the Nag Champa to create positivity, and I'm lighting my candle to set the intention for today's show, which is, as always, to send love, light and healing all around the world. Also, lighting the candle reminds me that I'm connected to the great light. I'm lighting the candle for spiritual unity and world peace. And now we're going to ask Patricia Corey to call in the light. Thank you, Patricia.
We call upon the angel warriors of light, the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Azrael, the ascended masters, the overlighted ones, the Christed extraplanetary and extradimensional beings, the inner plane ascension teams, all the light workers of the universe, calling all angels, calling all light beings. We ask to be encircled in an impenetrable blanket of pure white light, holding as a barrier against any energies that are not of the highest order, and serving as an ascension field of light emanating directly from Source. Let us be filled with the food of all souls, that the light be anchored within our beings and into the earth, the Great Mother. Let any energies that are not of the highest intention be transmuted or carried away as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. Let that brilliance permeate every space, filling the heart, streaming through our divine beings. And let us be grateful for all that is perfect in the universe.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. we are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat. As one heart, we feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth, and we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy and listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
When you're ready, close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in through the nose, breathing all of the way down into your abdomen, focusing on breathing in peace. And as you exhale, imagine letting go of any stress, any tension in your body. and in your mind. And as you're breathing, just feeling yourself letting go of the pressure and the stress of the day. Breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. Every breath you take allows your mind and body to relax. And as you're breathing, being aware of your body inside your aura, inside the universe. And taking your awareness to your physical body. Imagine now the outer layer, your skin, just disappears slowly. Now, the ligaments and muscles begin to fade away. Your veins slowly disappear. You can see your skeleton. And slowly the bones begin to disappear as well, leaving your internal organs. Focus on your heart. Allow all of the other organs to melt away and disappear now. Just focus on your heart. And take your awareness deep within there, to the central core of your being. Imagine a beautiful flame and allow your heart to disappear now, just leaving that flame. Maybe it feels like a star, your divine essence. Allow that divine essence within you to expand. Feel it becoming bigger and bigger with every breath you take. Have a sense of it expanding until it's as big as your body used to be. This is who you are. This is who you truly are. Your divine essence. Now expand that further, filling the room that you're in with this divine energy. Then continue that, expanding it out, filling your street. Allow that pure energy to keep growing. Filling your town, city, or village with this divine energy. Continuing now to expand. Filling your country. Growing and growing, surrounding Mother Earth in this divine energy. Continuing to grow, expanding until you are so big that Mother Earth is like a tiny marble in your heart center. See Mother Earth completely engulfed in your pureness, that divine spark of perfection. offer Mother Earth this love. Allow it to penetrate through the earth into the ground and the water, through the mountains, the trees, the flowers, the grass, throughout all of Mother Earth's living, breathing organism. And relax. This is who you are. You are a divine being. You are expansive beyond your belief. You are connected to Mother Earth. You're connected to everything. Now bringing yourself back. Imagine your heart surrounding your divine spark now. As the organ comes back in. Imagine the other organs in your torso beginning to form, reconstructing your body around that divine essence that surrounds Mother Earth. Allow your skeleton to reform, building that beautiful structure around your organs. Keep you safe. The muscles, the ligaments, and the nerves all begin to form now. And finally, your skin covers your body, and you are no longer that tiny being. You are huge, and you carry Mother Earth in your heart, loving her and allowing her to love you. When you're ready to come back to full consciousness, I will count to five. One, being aware of the room that you're in. Two, being aware of the noises in the background coming back into your consciousness. Three, being aware of your physical body again, wriggle your fingers and toes. Four, taking your awareness to the center of your back, just above your waistband, and sending roots down through the base, down your legs, and imagine your feet are bare and you're standing on the grass, and sending those roots deep down into Mother Earth, spreading them out like the roots of a mighty oak tree. Feeling that connection. Five, eyes open, fully conscious, and back with us. Welcome back.
Oh, that was the Snatam Kaur. And thank you so much for the beautiful meditation, Janine. That was gorgeous.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you. Okay. If you want to just mention your websites again and tell us about how to contact our animal spirits.
Okay. Well, first of all, the easiest website is crystalki.com. That's crystalki.com. And radio show is on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. UK time. And it's called Cosmic Truth. Now, animals, the thing with animal spirits is they can come and help you with all sorts of things. And what I teach my students to do is if you see an animal, let's say you're out and about and maybe you see, for example, a tiger on the side of a bus, and then you go into a shop and you see a tiger on a sweater, and then maybe a bit further along in the day you might see a pair of socks with a tiger on. Well, if you've seen it three times, the universe is sending you a message. Anything you see three times is a message. Oh. Tigers help you to seize the opportunity that's coming your way. Whenever I see a tiger, within 48 hours, something comes my way, always. So when I see a tiger, all you need to do is say, I invoke the energy of the tiger, and you say it three times, and that energy will come in. And that goes to any animal. So it doesn't matter what it is.
Could you tell me what a bear signifies?
The bear is invoked by the American Indians for healing, renewal, meditation, and the ability to grant great shamanic powers to humans.
Oh, wow, because I've got a thing about bears.
Mm. Well, they're about shamanic power, and obviously they're very powerful, but they also help you to go introvert and kind of assimilate what you've learned as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's brilliant. That's great to know. Thank you.
Any other animals you'd like me to... Anything else come to mind? I'll tell you which another good one. If you've if you're finding life a bit difficult, or something's happened that you is difficult to swallow, shall we say, the swan. Now, the swan helps you, just brings grace, which makes sense because it's such a beautiful animal, but it also helps you to accept what is. So it helps with acceptance of what is. So if there's something going on, or you've had a disappointment, or things aren't going your way, sometimes calling in the swan is really helpful, because it just helps you to just accept it.
Yeah.
It is what it is, and there's, you know, it's out of your hands. Okay?
Mm.
There are other ones that the fox, again, is about adaptability. Fox is very useful, and you can invoke the fox if you need resourcefulness, if you need to be wit and cunning. So, you know, sometimes that can come in handy. And I noticed on my Facebook page, I've got a lot of hummingbirds from my American friends, and hummingbirds bring romantic love, joy, and passion, which is lovely. And another favourite of mine is the kingfisher. Now, if you see a kingfisher, and it doesn't need to be the real animal, this can be on a pair of socks or on a T-shirt or in a magazine. Mm. Kingfisher is a powerful teacher, and it helps you express yourself, and it helps you to go into the unknown without fear, and also to connect to your past lives. So the kingfisher is another beautiful one. I really like the kingfisher. There's some obvious ones, like butterflies obviously help you with transformation. The camel is a great one if you need stamina. If you think about it, they can go for 10 months without water, so there's some stamina going on there.
Yeah.
And the camel is useful for stamina, endurance, and conservation. Lots of people have got cats. So I will share what the cat means. That's about mystery, cleansing, purification, independence, magical powers, mystic visions, and sensuality and grace.
Wow.
So that's another very useful one.
Mm.
Another one that comes to me quite often is the hawk. Now, hawk will carry your prayers to the Great Spirit, but it also is very good to help you with clarity of inner vision.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're meditating and certainly for people like myself, the astral project hawk's very, very useful in that respect, because it helps you to notice things that you need to notice.
Mm-hmm. Get the bigger picture.
Yeah.
With my Native American background, the animals were our angels. They called them the spirit helpers. The natives, they lived in the natural world. They didn't build houses and walls. Didn't wall themselves up and, roof themselves out of nature. They were living in it. So they were related to everything in nature, and everything had a meaning. And these animals would come to one in a vision or in their everyday life, and they would be actually just naturally spiritually tied to them. And each one of these animals, a lot of people have their guardian angels. The way I was raised, that all these animals were my angels. They could be the hawk, they could be the crow, they could be the spider. All these animals have a meaning, and there are a lot of general rules of thumb as to what these symbolic meanings are with these animals. However, the teaching also went on to say that you listen to the message, what they're trying to tell you. Listen within and discern the message yourself. And that way you get to determine what this animal really means to you. Spirituality and things spiritual are always A, very symbolic, and B, very personal. So what is that personal meaning to you? That was also part of the teaching. In other words, they would always say, you were given a mind, use it.
I'm the same. When I teach my students, I've got a few packs of cards with animals on, and I say, this is what it says in the book, but to me, it means this for me personally. So you end up, that particular one will come up with something going on in your life. I must tell you about my son's pet tarantula before we finish, because it's quite an amazing story, really. When I first learned to communicate with animals, my formal training, we've had this tarantula for nearly 13 years now, and I came back and I didn't have any of the pets then. Obviously, I've got a hamster and a dog now, but I thought, I'm going to talk to the spider. She was the only animal that was close by, and I was keen to put my skills to the test. So I spoke to tried to communicate with the spider, and I asked her if she was happy, and she said she was. And I asked her if there's anything she needed, and she said she wanted me to clean her terrarium out, which it did need cleaning, it had been a while. And I asked her if there's anything else she wanted, and the message I got in this really squeaky little voice, by the way, was I would like a toy, a pink toy. And I thought, where do you find a pink toy for a tarantula? So I had a rummage around, and I found a pink rose quartz crystal heart that my son's dad had given to me, and it was about just over an inch across, and I thought, perfect. So I washed it and I placed it in her terrarium, and she sat on it for a week.
Wow.
She would not leave it. And it's been in there now for years. And quite often I still see her there. And she, she often just goes and sits on this rose quartz crystal, obviously, when she feels she needs a bit of love. And I did put a picture on Facebook of a couple of years ago of her sitting on it, and a comment that said, even spiders need love.
Put it back on your Facebook page and tell everybody where your Facebook page is, what your Facebook page is called.
Yeah, well, my Facebook is just Janine Regan Sinclair. Anybody who wants to friend me on there, please do. And I will find it. I'll trace it and share it again, because people forget that, even this tarantula is a spirit on a journey little furry brown body. And she's a very gentle soul. And she, she came to us 13 years ago. My son was 10 at the time, and he wanted a pet tarantula, and everybody said, you're mad. And I thought, well, you know, he's wanting it for a reason. And she's been such a welcome member to the family. Spiders bring in all sorts of amazing energies. They connect you to the web. They help with creativity. They help with manifestation, magical manifestation power, and to weave our dreams into reality. Mm. So she's been, it was my connection to her very early on, because I used to look at the tank and just talk to her as same as I do my hamster, you know, and say, hi, sweetheart, how are you? Mm. You know, just she's really beautiful brown color with pink on her back. She's a Chilean rose, gorgeous thing, and very friendly as well. We used to hold her. We don't so much these days. But it was after that, really, that all of these animal spirits started to come and connect with me. And they used to come to me in my dreams, and they said to me that if you can love a spider, we would like to work with you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Quite honoured, really. They, you know, that they said, if you can love a tarantula the way you do, we'd all like to work to you. So I had all of these animal spirits come into me, which was fantastic. And I used to have a beautiful big white tiger that went with me when I was journeying out of town. If I used to go to London, which is about 2 hours away, hour and a half away, this big white tiger spirit would walk around London with me. She was amazing. So I've had found me, really.
Oh, lovely. Well, we're going to have you back on again soon, Janine, because we're running out of time. We're going to play Gary's lovely Fly Me to the Moon song, because we've had a beautiful full moon out there. But before we go, I want to just say thank you to everybody for being with us today, to the people who are listening in archives. Thank you to the angels for being with us. And next week, if you've always wanted to slim and didn't know how, we have two fabulous ladies coming on, Deborah Dashinger, who has a radio show in America, and Alyssa Slattery, and she's the queen of weight loss. So join us next week for that. So good night to you, Gary, as well. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Jen Christie. Thank you so much, Janine. It was a wonderful meditation.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
fabulous.
You, callers.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. And Gary Moore, Fly Me to the Moon. Yay.
There goes the neighbor.
Bye, Gary.
Bye, Gary.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. And adore.